It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast, and today it's time for part two as we talk about the business of professional golf. In the past several weeks, longtime PGA stars such as Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, and Brooks Koepka have joined the new LIV Golf League. Each has earned millions of dollars playing golf on the PGA Tour. Phil Mickelson has won $94 million during his 30-plus years on the tour. And DJ is right behind Mickelson with $74 million in tournament winnings. DeChambeau has only won $26 million so far, while his arch-enemy Brooks Koepka has already pocketed nearly $38 million during his relatively short golf career. As a result of their frequent exposure on television with the PGA Tour, each player has earned several times that amount just from commercial endorsements. And unlike other sports, professional golfers do not work for the PGA Tour. As an independent contractor, these golfers must pay their own travel costs and lodging costs when traveling to the weekly events. And don't forget, there are a number of other people who have their hand in a pro golfer's pocket too. A top 125 golfer's caddy will pocket about 6% of the player's earnings for a made cut. He'll win 8% if the golfer finishes in the top 10, and a 10% cut for a win. An average PGA Tour caddy today earns about $140,000 per year. Woo! And then there's the golfer's agent. The agent will cut deals for the player's commercial endorsements along with lucrative corporate outings. Now, this is when the professional golfer is paid handsomely to put on a brief golf exhibition, eat a rubber chicken dinner with the group, and then address the corporate executives at a resort location. Nice money if you can get it.
Yes!
Don't forget about the golfer's personal trainer. He makes a 1% to 3% cut. Or the mental coach, who's in for a 1% to 2% cut of the earnings. Plus, the golfer also pays about $10,000 per year for disability insurance, just in case. And over the course of a PGA season, most professional golfers will also drop about $5,000 or more in tips just to the locker room staff at the local golf courses. For a top 125-level golfer earning, let's say, $2 million per year annually on the PGA Tour, you must subtract about $500,000 for all of the expenses and cost we just discussed. And don't forget about Uncle Sam. He wants the maximum tax rate of 37% on your earnings, too. So that leaves our PGA pro golfer with about, well, less than 50% of his or her earnings on tour every year. Now, most of us would love to have that type of problem. But the travel required to earn that significant money on the PGA Tour does work against any player who values on having a strong family life at the same time. During golf's lower payday years of the 1960s, Jack Nicklaus never spent more than two consecutive weeks on the PGA Tour prior to going home for at least a week. Jack said, quote, "I always love to get home, because when I get back to playing golf, my mind was fresh and clear, and I could do whatever I wanted to do. If all you think about is golf, well..." The balance between a professional golfer's time on the PGA golf courses versus his time spent with family has been an ongoing issue for players for many decades. Other successful golfers such as Byron Nelson and Gary Player and Bruce Litsky also played a bare minimum number of PGA Tour events in order to have more time with their families as well. Enter the LIV Golf Invitational Series in 2022. Backed by a virtually unlimited supply of money from wealthy Saudi Arabian sponsors, a new golf league has just hit the scene in June after discussions for years. Headed by World Golf Hall of Fame star Greg Norman, who has long disliked the PGA Tour, this new golf tour is effectively buying men's professional golfers to play in a league's inaugural season of just 8 events this summer and early fall. Each LIV golf tournament is just 54 holes, like L, I, and V, 54 in Roman numerals in case you didn't know. With no weekly cuts for the golfers, everyone in the field earns a minimum paycheck. Each tournament features a whopping $20 million purse for a field of just 48 players. Now, in contrast, the 2022 PGA Tour events currently average about $7 million in purse money. Of the 144 players that will tee it up on a Thursday morning at a PGA Tour event, only the top half of the field, or 72 of them, after 36 holes will be going on to cash a paycheck that weekend by playing in the final two rounds. In the inaugural LIV golf event 2 weeks ago in London, former Masters winner Charles Schwartzel pocketed $4 million for his victory, while the last place finisher, Andy Ogletree, still took home $120,000 for last place. Phil Mickelson reportedly has accepted a guarantee of about $200 million from this new LIV golf league. It doesn't matter how well Phil plays in those tournaments either. Other well-known American major championship winners such as Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and Patrick Reed have all signed guaranteed money deals to switch to the new LIV Golf Tour as well. And like Phil Mickelson, they'll earn millions of dollars for just showing up to play in the remaining 54-hole golf tournaments of the LIV Tour. And as you might expect, the PGA Tour is none too happy about all of this. The PGA Tour has suspended these players indefinitely, and likewise the European Golf Tour, which is now called the DP World Tour, has chosen to fine any of their members who play in an LIV event $120,000. In addition, the European players are also suspended from competing in Euro tournaments for the remainder of this year. Phil Mickelson lit a fire last fall by complaining about the PGA Tour as part of their contract with the players, retaining the media rights to all of its golfers and sitting on a rapidly growing pile of money. Mickelson thinks that this incremental revenue should be shared with the players. The PGA Tour has owned the media rights to its players for decades. It allows the tour an opportunity to market the stars participating in any weekly event for commercial purposes. This right allows the PGA Tour to enhance the commercial value of its weekly tournaments by marketing the golfers to increase the value of the network television coverage, the ticket prices for a particular event, and other revenue sources. Without such rights, the PGA Tour claims it would not be able to offer such large purses for its tournament schedule. Phil Mickelson, though, believes that today's media rights given by the players to the PGA Tour have become far more valuable in today's market versus the pre-internet years. The media rights for every PGA Tour event, past and present, can now be resold by the PGA Tour for cash.
Not so fast!
Mickelson believes that there has been a lot of money socked away recently by the PGA Tour from the digital sales of the players' media rights. Mickelson believes that the PGA Tour needs to change this rule and share in that growing pot of money with the players. The PGA Tour claims that it returns 55% of total revenues back to the golfers in prize money, deferred retirement compensation, and other tour benefits. Though Mickelson believes that the actual current split is closer to 30%, the PGA Tour's claimed payout rate of 55% would place pro golfers in line with the players' cut of most other professional sports. For comparison, most businesses consider the labor cost to be about 50% or half of the total cost of operation. In an effort to combat the growing attrition of players over to the new LIV Golf Tour, the PGA Tour announced last week that it will be significantly increasing tournament purses for the coming year for several of the events, all the way up to $20 million per tournament. It will also provide a new series of tournaments reserved for the top 50 players each season. And these tournaments will not feature a cut line. In 2024, the PGA said it will start its new golf season beginning in the month of January, like it used to years ago, and end the season in the fall. That will mean fewer golf tournaments every year and a true off-season for the players. So where did the PGA Tour just find all this money to make these changes last week? Perhaps Phil Mickelson may be onto something by claiming that the PGA Tour has indeed been sitting on more money than the tour has been willing to admit. In my opinion, the PGA Tour still does not understand that most of its established golf stars prefer to play in fewer tournaments each season. Since the top golfers are mostly aged 25 to 40, they are also at the age when they would have a growing family to take care of. And as Jack Nicklaus wisely pointed out nearly 60 years ago, professional golfers with a young family want to spend more time at home. This shortened season of the new LIV Golf Tour has been a major reason why some of the established PGA Tour veterans have jumped ship. The LIV's limited tournament schedule definitely allows for more family time. Meanwhile, the players with those big contracts calling for guaranteed money can invest the money and cover their expenses during their golden years. Now that is a win-win. If you look at the golfers who have bolted for the new LIV Tour, several stars are now past their prime, such as Phil Mickelson and European Tour's Lee Westwood. And several of the other notable PGA Tour golfers making the switch may have seen their best golf days in the old rearview mirror, such as Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and Patrick Reed. But no matter what you think, this is likely a very difficult and personal decision for each golfer contemplating making this move. The PGA Tour has functioned as a near monopoly for years, but has also given the best players an opportunity to earn a great living on tour. Some have become household names due to their weekly presence on national television, and a few have parlayed that fame into even more lucrative deals as corporate pitchmen. Unlike the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour backers are not worried, at least for now, about how much money they're going to lose in this new venture. As of this writing, the LIV events are only seen on YouTube and on the LIV's own website. And without a traditional network television deal, the home viewing audience for these events will remain a fraction of the PGA Tour's weekly television totals. The LIV Tour backers simply don't care. As long as the new league plays one or more of its tournaments every year in Saudi Arabia, this group literally has money to burn. In summary, professional golf's current mess is entirely about greed from the vantage point of each of the specific parties involved. The PGA Tour, which operated for years without competition, has the most to lose in this short-term battle. The PGA Tour now has fewer established stars on board than it did just a month ago. The future financial fallout for the PGA Tour is now a bit uncertain. But as for those wealthy Saudi Arabian backers of the LIV Tour, they can and will lose millions of dollars on their startup venture. They have very, very deep pockets. This is not going to be a fair fight. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.